A native of Anderson, Indiana, Claude Cookman's career has taken him from a tour of military duty in Vietnam to the photography editor's desk at the Associated Press in New York, the Louisville Times, where he shared in the 1976 Pulitzer Prize for Photography, and the Miami Herald. He's taught visual communication and the history of photography at Indiana University School of Journalism since 1990. In his most recent book, Cookman writes about the humanistic tradition that informs photojournalism as it is practiced in the U.S. Yael Cassander spoke with Claude Cookman about American photojournalism, motivations, and meanings.
Claude, thank you so much for being here today with us.
I'm delighted and honored to be here. Thank you, Yael.
Many of us think about photography, and especially the kinds of photos that we see in magazines and the newspaper, as pure documentation. That is a faithful transcription of reality. And in your recent book, you call our attention to the distinction between this view and the postmodern dismissal of a photograph's neutrality. That is, that it's not a document of reality, but, for example, an artifact shaped by context and subjectivity, or worse, an objectification of the subject. You place yourself somewhere between these two camps. Could you tell us more about your take?
Photography is not one thing. It is a vast, vast area in which people use this medium, and the medium itself changes constantly, but use this medium to create art, to make documents of the world, to record their personal lives. I think Cartier-Bresson summed this up very, very well. This was before the liquid crystal displays that most people have on the backs of their cameras now, but he was talking about when you would look through the viewfinder of a camera, and he said, it's very appropriate that you have one eye open to see the world and one eye closed, because that's when you look back into yourself. And I think that's a way to balance two really different notions about what a photograph is and where it comes from. That is to say, is it an objective record of what's in front of the camera, or is it an expression of someone's sensibility? Is it a subjective way of looking and thinking about the world and our relationship to that world? And of course, it can be both of those, or it can be either or. Many photographers, and this is where your earlier question about objectivity comes in, many photographers want to make the world better with their pictures. That's not an objective stance. That's a very subjective stance, but they want to call to the public's attention problems that need to be addressed. What I like to call the social documentary tradition begins in this country with Jacob Riis photographing the waves of immigrants that came into New York City and would invariably wind up, after they left Ellis Island, in Manhattan's Lower East Side. And they lived in extremely wretched, wretched conditions. Riis started as a reporter, but with his writing, he didn't believe he was convincing people of how bad the conditions were for these people. We're talking about tenements with no windows, foul water that caused people to have sicknesses, children growing up without parents, living in the streets. So Riis taught himself photography so that he could take photographs of these conditions, and then he went around giving lectures with old lantern slides, and he finally published a book called How the Other Half Lived, and he used photography to expose these social problems with the hope that by bringing them to the public's attention, it would create enough public will and political will to cause the problems to be corrected.
And this is a tradition that, as you mentioned, endures today. If you think about photographs from Katrina, for example, if you think about those from Haiti a year ago, or even photographs from Abu Ghraib, one of which is reproduced in your book.
Absolutely. It really is probably the biggest idea that most photojournalists work from. Donna Ferrato put spousal abuse on the agenda through her pictures of battered women. Pictures of the AIDS epidemic early on brought it so much to the forefront that the government could finally no longer turn away and had to begin funding research. So this really is what many, many photojournalists live and breathe every day.
Your own career intersected with this tradition, And this was the project for which you were awarded, along with the team of journalists in Louisville, the Pulitzer Prize.
I was very, very lucky to be the picture editor at the Louisville Times. That was the afternoon paper. The Courier Journal, the morning paper, is much better known. But the two newspapers shared a photography staff. I got there shortly after a federal judge ordered busing to integrate the inner city schools of Louisville, which were predominantly African American, with the suburban schools of Jefferson County, which were predominantly white. There was a firestorm of opposition to this from many of the parents in the county who had moved to the county to escape what they thought was a bad school system in the city. We photographed the story step by step by step and all of its aspects. The very first day of school that fall, 1975, I put on the front page two pictures. One picture was an amazing photograph taken in a classroom of a white boy and a black boy shaking hands. The other picture showed a woman in a demonstration who was being led away by police having been arrested in the streets. We collected the entire take, the entire record of this, and submitted it, and it was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for feature photography in 1976.
You quote Matthew Arnold in several publications of yours, who said, "To see life steadily and see it whole." I thought that was a nice summary of your take on the role of photojournalism.
I think Arnold's idea that we should not blink. We should look at both the good and the bad extremes of the human condition is a really important one. It's certainly one that's been a kind of a guiding idea for me.
Claude Cookman's book, American Photojournalism, Motivations and Meanings, was published in 2009 by Northwestern University Press. He is currently writing a book about magazine photojournalists working in the French humanist tradition. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Photographs reproduced in Cookman's book may be seen on our website at wfiu.org/arts.